其实，在主耶稣基督里面，有时候我们的个性呢，可以靠着圣灵，靠着真理呢，改变。
But according to Jesus, our personality can change with the truth through the Holy Spirit.
其实，在主耶稣基督里面，每一个人都会变成新人。
That through Jesus Christ, all of us can become a new man.
我们都有我们的原生家庭，就是我们因着父母亲给我们的遗传，我们的家族啊，是哪一种特性呢？基本上多多少少会遗传到我们每一个人的身上去。
We all have our own families, and through our families, the personality is somewhat passed on to us.
但是 在基督里面呢，圣经说我们都会成为新人，旧人就过去了，然后在主耶稣里面都成为新的了。
However, according to the Bible, it says that we will shed our old selves and become a new person.
其实包括我们的个性也都要转变的。
And this includes our own personality.
那真的，我们如果一个人在主里面，真的因着圣灵的带领呢，因着真理的教导呢，我们可以真的变成新人。
And truly, through the truth and the Holy Spirit, we can become a new man.
问题就是说，在我们有没有去努力去追求，我们愿不愿意改变
？The only problem is whether or not we truly seek to change.
我们现在在读经，我们这个月就在读诗篇第二卷呢。
And this month we are studying Psalms chapter 2.
也就是说。因为我们一个月有31天呢、啊，诗篇第二卷从42篇到72篇呢、啊，从42篇到72篇呢、啊、哈，刚好31篇呢、啊。
And because we have 31 days in a month, we can study from Psalm chapter 42 to 72.
所以这个在这个第二卷里面呢、啊，这31篇的诗篇呢、啊，有一部分呢、啊、是可拉的后裔所做的。然后后面一大部分基本上都是、大卫的诗篇。
And in the second book of the Psalms, Psalms 42 to 72, a good portion is written by the sons of Korah, and the others are written by David.
那诗篇第42篇跟43篇这两篇诗篇呢、啊，基本上是同一篇的。
And Psalms 42 to 43, they are technically one psalm.
因为他在这里面所讲的那个信息呢，他的我们如果看到内容呢，发现它应该是同一个作者在同一个时候所写出来的。
For if we look into the message of these two psalms, we can find that it is the same author written at the same time.
那在这两篇里面呢，有三节圣经呢重复出现。
And in these two psalms, there are three verses that continue to repeat.
我们现在看第四十二篇的第五节。
Let's look at Psalms 42, verse 5.
我的心啊，你为何忧闷？为何在我里面烦躁？应当仰望神，因他笑脸帮助我，我还要称赞他。
Psalms 42 verse 5. Why are you cast down, O my soul? And why are you disquieted within me? Hope in God, for I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance.
你看这样的一个描述的方法呢，在第十一节呢重复出现。
And we can see the same passage repeats itself in verse 11.
然后在43篇的第五节再讲一次。
And again in Psalm 43 verse 5.
所以我们就看到这两篇其实基本上它都在讲同样一件事情。
Therefore, we can see that these two psalms talk about the same thing.
那就是这个作者呢，在这个不义的人当中呢，在他周围很多对他很凶恶的仇敌的欺压底下，他心中啊很忧闷。
That is because the author was in a situation where there are a lot of enemies around him. He is very distressed.
当时候，这些作者，他当时候很切慕能够见到神。
And the authors at the time, they really yearned to look for God.
在这个险恶的环境里面，他显得非常的无助。
And in this midst of distress, they were very hopeless.
结果他就对神发出这样的哀求，然后他也。展现出他心中的这种忧闷的情绪。
And that is why they plead to God through these words to show his emotions.
那我们就看到这个作者呢，他在这样表达的时候呢，他提供一个方法，他怎么样让他这个忧闷的心呢，这个在里面烦躁不安的这个那个心可以平静下来。
And if we read through the passage, we can see how the author tells us that he can quiet down his heart in such times of distress.
其实我们今天如果看一个人如果情绪的管理啊，没办法做好，就是说我们任凭我们的情绪来带动我们的生活，然后让我们随着我们情绪去处理事情，会我们的生活会遇到很多很多的波浪的。
Today, if an individual is driven by his or her emotions, then they might face a lot of different calamities in their lives.
那就 基本上我们的人如果顺着这样情绪下去呢，如果不是变成忧郁症的，就变成很暴怒，就是脾气非常暴躁的人。
And this person might become depressed or become a very agitated person.
因为面对这个很不顺的环境里面，人很容易就要想要反击，要报复。
For in an environment of distress, a person might want to fight back or take vengeance.
那人就会发怒，人很容易发怨言，最后就会落在这个失意里面，然后后悔莫及这样子。会很后悔当初所做的事。
And the result might be that they might give in to their emotions and to their desires and regret what they have done.
那所以今天我们在其实我们在周遭我们的朋友当中呢，我们所接触的人有时候我们会发现，其实有一些家庭的悲剧啊，是从这个情绪失控来的。
Today, when we observe the people around us, we can find that many family problems are caused by emotions.
那有时候你看社会上的一些不幸的事件，基本上也是有一些人因为他的情绪被压抑了，他在家里面所受到不平等的待遇，或者在同学里面，不管任何他的周遭对他不公平的待遇，他最后有一天爆发的时候，就是一个很大的悲剧。
And even some societal problems might be because that someone's emotions have been repressed and as a result exploded into violence.
那所以我们今天借由诗篇第四十二篇、四十三篇呢，来看看怎么样让我们这个忧郁的心呢可以得到疏解。
Therefore, today we will look at Psalm 42 to 43 to see how we can release the emotions.
然后，如果我们还有机会，我们可以谈谈看，在面对这种不顺的环境当中，有时候我们会愤怒，那我们要怎么让我们的怒气可以消退，让我们不至于犯罪
？We will also see that in such midst of distress, how will we be able to exert our emotions in a good way?
那诗篇四十二篇四十三里面，他提到这个他内心忧闷的原因呢？
Psalm 42 to 43 mentions the reason of his distress.
我们现在看四十二篇的第三节。
Let's look at Psalms 42 verse 3.
四十二篇第三节说：“我昼夜以眼泪当饮食，人不住的对我说：‘你的神在哪里呢？’”
42 verse 3. My tears have been my food day and night, while they continually say to me, "Where is your God?"
这是这个作者本身他被人讥笑的时候，好像他是被神离弃的。然后人就用这个做话题，一直在攻击他。你的神在哪里
？And here the author describes how he has been abandoned by other people, and other people verbally abuse him, saying, "Where is your God?"
他讲到这句话的时候，他眼泪眼汪汪，他说昼夜流泪，跟神哭啊。
And when he hears these words, his tears fall down day and night.
那所以在这种被讥笑的环境里面呢、啊，你看他心里面很想可以亲近神，可以。再一次的到神面前得到疏解。
We can see that in a situation where he is always ridiculed, he really yearns after God.
你看第一节那里说，神啊，我的心切慕你，我如鹿切慕溪水。
As it describes in verse 1, as the deer pants for the water brooks, so pants my soul for you, O God.
第二节，我的心渴想神，就是永生神，我几时朝见神呢？
Verse 2, my soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God?
这是他一个渴慕亲近神的心，但是他没有办法，他达不到，他做不到了。
Here describes his thirst for his soul to seek after God, but he cannot reach him.
看起来这时候这个作者应该是，至少他们一定经历一段时间是他们想要亲近神，但是没有办法被阻隔了。不管是可能是被掳到外邦去的，或者是有什么原因让他们没有办法到圣殿来朝见神。
And it seems that over here, the author has been trying to seek God for a long time, but for whatever reasons, they cannot.
然后他们想到他以前所经历过在神里面、神的殿里面那种喜乐的心啊，那种欢欣鼓舞的心情呢，嘿，他们就想到就越想越伤心了。
And when they remember the times when they were in the temple praising God, they were saddened.
我们现在看第四节
，verse four。
他说：“我从前与众人同往，用欢呼称赞的声音领他们到神的殿里，大家守节。我追想这些事，我的心极其悲伤。”
Verse 4, when I remember these things, I pour out my soul within me, for I used to go with the multitude. I went with them to the house of God.
我们知道这个可拉的后裔啊，他们当时是利未人，是在圣殿服侍神的人。
We know that the sons of Korah were descendants of the Levites who served in the temple.
他们曾经是在神的殿里面瞻仰神的荣美。然后在那里服侍神，享受在神里面的平安喜乐的。
That once they served God in the temple to share in the glory, the peace and the happiness in God.
那当时候他回想往事，跟对照现在的 境遇啊，他说心里面呢、啊、就啊非常的伤心。
And so when the author remembers the times of the past and compares it to today, he is very sorrowful.
他很想亲近神，可是又没有办法。
He really wants to draw closer to God, but he cannot.
在旧约那个时代，他们要亲近神，一定要到圣殿去的。
From the times of the Old Testament, when they want to draw to God, they need to go to the temple.
所以他们空间上，他受到阻隔的时候，他就没有办法。他没有办法像我们现在这么自由的可以享受，我随时跪下来祷告，可以跟神亲近。那古代旧约根本是不可能的。
And back then, if they are distanced because of the different places, they cannot draw closer to God as we can today by praying.
面对这种内心的忧闷呢、啊，这个作者他提出来说：“啊，我的心啊，为何忧闷
？”And when faced with these sadness, the author says, "Why am I faced with such things?"
但是他想到一件事情。
But he remembers these things.
应当仰望神，因为他笑脸帮助我。
That I shall hope in God, I will praise Him for His help, for the help of His countenance.
然后他还要，我还要称赞他。
And I will praise Him.
所以在这种情况下呢，他告诉他的心，他说：“我一定要记住神会帮助我的。”
Therefore, at this time, the author tells his heart that I must remember that God will help.
我要仰望神，我要赞美神。
That I will hope in God and I will praise Him.
这是一个很简单的方法而已。
This is a very simple method.
那所以呢，你看。一个人的心忧闷，通常我们都不会想说、哦、我要赞美神。
Normally, when a person's heart is distressed, they would never think to praise God.
我们觉得说好像神把我们放弃了。
You might think that God has forsaken us.
我们都常常会问到，如果今天神存在，神如果是活的，神是看顾我的，那今天我怎么会碰到这种情况
？We often think that, oh, if God exists, if He looks after me, why do I face such situations?
我们的反应，直接反应就是去检讨神，神一定有问题。
And by natural reaction, we might think that God is the problem.
但其实问题不在神。
However, the problem does not lie with God.
很多问题其实都出在我们每一个人自己的身上。
The problem oftentimes is within ourselves.
这个就是人的软弱。
And this is the weakness of man.
就好像我们今天如果人与人之间有冲突，我们第一个反应都是别对方错，我没有错。
Just like today, when we have a fight with another person, we always think that it's their fault.
我们都一直要去维护自己的正直，然后觉得说我是正确的，对方是错，对方要跟我道歉的。
We always try to protect our own righteousness to say that other person has to apologize to me.
所以其实当时候他们这个作者、啊、他们在面对这种心理忧闷的时候，他说我应当要仰望神、啊、
However, when the author was faced with such distress, he says that I should hope in God.
那除了这个第一个环境之外，我们看如果看第六节以后到第十一节呢，这是第二种情况，他心内心忧闷。
And from verse 6 onwards is another type of situation.
哦，他们是被第一段第一节到第五节，他们是被讥笑，他们是被掳到一个地方，他们没有办法亲近神的时候，他心里面忧闷。
And verse 1 to verse 5 describes when they were exiled to some other place, when they were ridiculed by other people, they were in distress.
然后第六节以后呢，我们看到他们其实是被欺压的，被羞辱的。
And verse 6 onwards.We can see that they were actually repressed. They were actually oppressed by the enemy.
我们看第六节说：“我的神啊，我的心在我里面烦闷，所以我从约旦地，从黑门岭，从米撒山纪念你。”
Verse 6 says, "Oh my God, my soul is cast down within me. Therefore, I remember you from the land of the Jordan and from the heights of Hermon."
第七节说：“你的瀑布发声，深渊就与深渊响应，你的波浪洪涛漫过我身。”
7. Deep calls unto deep at the noise of your waterfalls. All your waves and billows have gone over me.
他当时候这个心情啊，他向神倾诉他内心的忧闷呢。
And at the time, his soul is crying out to God.
他说，你看第八节说，白昼神必向我施慈爱，黑夜我要歌颂祷告是我生命的神。
From verse 8 it says, The Lord will command His loving kindness in the daytime, and the night His song shall be with me, a prayer to the God of my life.
这里提到、哦、这个作者他对神的慈爱实际上是有信心的。
Here it says that the author has great faith in God's love.
可是第九节是他现在面临的情况是，我要对神我的磐石说，你为何忘记我呢？我为何因仇敌的欺压时常哀痛呢？
Yet in verse 9, he says, I will say to the God of my rock, Why have you forgotten me? Why do I go mourning because of the oppression of the enemy?
第十节，我的敌人辱骂我，好像打碎我的骨头，不住地对我说，你的神在哪里呢？
Verse 10, as a breaking of my bones, my enemies reproach me, while they say to me all day long, Where is your God?
这现在是面对别人的是欺压、辱骂。
Therefore, over here, they are reproached and oppressed by the enemy.
他虽然知道说神会施慈爱，神是赐他生命的神。
Even though he knows the God is the God of his life, is has loving kindness.
可是面对别人不住的跟他强调说你的神在哪里？为什么你的神不会看顾你？为什么你今天做到这种地步呢？
However, when faced with the enemies reproaching him, saying, "Where is your God?"
这个时候，其实我们的现在每个人内心，如果碰到这听到这种话的时候，我们都很受伤的。
At this point, if it were us, our heart would be hurt.
因为我们知道神一定会看顾我们，会施慈爱给我们。
For though we know that God will give His loving kindness to us, will look after us.
可是神他好像又没有出手，他好像不知道在等什么。
However, it seems that God is just waiting, is not doing anything.
那神就是任凭敌人对我们说，他说你的神在哪里？
And it seems that God is allowing the enemy to say to us, "Where is your God?"
你看这种情况下，我们人每一个人内心呢，都会很难过、啊，就是变压抑住，然后但是有苦难言，就是说，其实我们的神不是这样子的。
And in such times, we might feel really distressed. We might feel very sorrowful that, it is not like this.
然后仔细一节，他说：“我的心啊，你为何忧闷？为何在我里面烦躁？应当仰望神，因我还要称赞他，他是我脸上的光荣，是我的神。”
11 says again, "Why are you cast down, O my soul, and why are you disquieted within me? Hope in God, for I shall yet praise Him, the help of my countenance and my God."
你看第十一节哈，他这里看我如果看第五节，他一样强调说应当要仰望神哦。
If we compare verse 11 to verse 5, it says that we should hope in God.
哎，我也要赞美神。
And you shall praise Him.
然后特别强调说他是我脸上的光荣，是我的神。
And it specifically says he is the help of my countenance and my God.
他说他是我脸上的光荣。这个英文圣经你如果看的话，你就发现说他是我脸上的帮助，神是我脸上的帮助。
And this means that God is the help at before my face.
神要让我们的脸色从忧闷转成喜乐。
That God wants our face, our expression, to turn from sadness to joy.
他能是我的神。
That He is my God.
哦，这个就是。这个作者他面对敌人的欺压辱骂的时候，他仍然做这个动作，仰望神，赞美神。
And even though the author is faced with the reproach and oppression of the enemies, he still says he will look to the countenance of the God.
他相信神一定在那里，神是我的神，这件事情绝对不会改变的。
He believes that God is there, that God is his God.
神他会向我施慈爱。
That he will show his loving kindness.
他其实都在听我的祷告。
That he will listen to my prayer.
神，他现在还没有出手，他还没有做什么作为，但是神其实都听着。
That even though God has not done anything yet, he listens.
然后我们现在看第四十三篇。
And now let's look at Psalms 43.
他是另外一种情况，他的心很忧闷。
Here describes another situation where he is in distress.
他求神为他伸冤呐。啊。
He asks God to vindicate him.
我们看第一节。
Verse 1.
神啊，求你伸我的冤，向不虔诚的国为我辩屈，求你救我脱离诡诈不义的人。
Verse 1. Vindicate me, O God, and plead my cause against an ungodly nation. O deliver me from the deceitful and unjust man.
现在欺压他的，在辱骂他的是什么样的人呢？
Here describes the type of person that is ridiculing and oppressing him.
他说是不虔诚的国，是诡诈不义的人。
Here it says it is an ungodly nation, a deceitful and unjust man.
他要求神说，神啊，你要把我带回到你的圣所来。
He pleads to God to take him back into his holy temple.
我如果能够回到你的圣所来仰望你的时候，我就会看到你是用笑脸帮助我的，你是我的神，我要永远赞美你。
That if you bring me back to your holy place, I can see that you are my God, that your help is with me.
所以他现在43篇的第一节是说，求神能够拯救，求神为他伸冤。
That is why later on it says, he asked God to deliver him to hear his prayer.
然后第二节说，因为你是我力量的神，为何丢弃我呢？我为何因仇敌的欺压时常哀痛呢？
Verse 2 says, for you are the God of my strength. Why do you cast me off? Why do I go mourning because of the oppression of the enemy?
他现在是求神赐给他力量。
Here he is asking God for his strength.
他说，为什么？你看我为什么因仇敌的欺压时常哀痛？其实他现在反省起来。神如果是给我力量，我不应该要这样子的。
Here he asks, why do I go mourning because of the oppression of thy enemies? He thinks that if God gives him strength, he will not have to think this way.
然后他进一步的第三节求神要能够发出亮光跟真理来引导他归回。
Here in verse 3, he continues to ask God to send out his light and his truth and lead him.
然后第我们看第三节，求你发出你的亮光真实，好引导我，带我到你的圣山，到你的居所。
Verse 3 says, Oh, send out your light and your truth. Let them lead me. Let them bring me to your holy hill and to your tabernacle.
第四节说，我就走到神的祭坛，到我最喜乐的神那里。神啊，我的神，我要弹琴称赞你。
Verse 4 says, Then I will go to the altar of God, to God my exceeding joy, and on the harp I will praise you, O God my God.
所以他祈求神能够引导他回到他的那个神的居所，到圣殿那里去敬拜神，去服侍神。
Here we see that the author is pleading to God to bring him back into his holy hill, to his tabernacle, to praise God.
神怎么引导他们归回？
How does God lead them back?
他说神啊，你发出亮光，你发出你的真理话语来引导我们走上你的正路。
Here it says that God will send his light and his truth to bring them on the right path.
哦，所以你看他说我到我那个这个神的这个祭坛那里是曾经我最喜乐的神那里，神是给我喜乐。
Here it says the at the altar of God is where he felt the exceeding joy.
他是他这个四十三篇里面他强调他的祈求，他知道神会带领。
So in Psalm 43, it emphasizes his plea that God will guide him.
第五节他说我的心啊，你为何忧闷？为何在我里面烦躁？
Verse 5, Why are you cast down, O my soul? Why are you disquieted within me?
应当仰望神，因我还要称赞他。
Hope in God, for I shall yet praise him.
他是我脸上的光荣，是我的神。
The help of my countenance and my God.
你看这两篇诗篇呢，他提到这种情况，在这种情况下，他能够心里得到疏解的关键所在。
And here in the two Psalms, we can see the key to the releasing of his soul.
今天有时候我们会碰到一些情况是我们很不愿意见到的。
Today we may face many situations where we do not want to.
通常一个人会在忧郁的当中，他都会看不到亮光。
Sometimes when a person is in a depression, they cannot see the light.
就对什么事情都觉得没有希望了，很，我们说这个，他的眼光都是灰色的，他的人生是变得是没有彩色，就是没有光彩了。
We say that their eyesight is gray, that their world is black and white, for they cannot see hope in anything.
当然，今天因为医学的发达呢，我们现在很多人在研究人的心理的时候，会发现说，其实真的有时候我们的身体如果出了问题以后，有一些功能啊没有正常运作，我们人真的会很忧郁，对事情的看法会完全不一样。
And because of the advancements of science in medicine, they have researched that when a person is distressed, they might actually perceive the world differently.
今天医学已经可以告诉我们说，这个忧郁症是怎么来的，就是为什么会导致忧郁症，有什么原因造成一个人对什么事情都没有兴趣。
Today, medicine can tell us why a person is depressed and why he or she is disinterested in everything.
我们不能够否认我们的身体有一些机能，如果失常，会真的会让人觉得什么事情都没有希望。
And the fact that in our bodies, when we there may be some problems which causes us to lose hope in everything.
但其实很多时候，我们心里这个情绪的反应，其实不是来自于身体上的问题。
However, sometimes our emotional ups and downs are not caused by our physical bodies.
有时候其实是我们的心理所造成的。
For sometimes it is caused by our heart.
所以圣经才会说，那个喜乐的心是良药，忧伤的灵使骨枯干呢。
That is why the Bible says a joyful heart is
良药是 good medicine.
It's good medicine.
但是忧伤的灵呢，忧伤的心会让骨头枯干哦。
But a sorrowful heart will dry out the bones.
所以你看今天其实我们的身体啊，心理状态会很剧烈的影响我们的身体的机能的运作。
And from this verse we can see that the condition of our heart may severely affect our physical bodies.
你看为什么一个人本来好好的，他现在他的身体的机能，那个分泌一些化学物质的那个机制就突然失常了，为什么会这样？
And we can see sometimes when a person seems all healthy, but they can maybe form some chemicals in their bodies and cause them to be very sick.
现在这个忧郁的情形已经不是那些 中年人、老年人生活很压力很大的人的才会有的而已啊。
And today, depression is not only a sickness of the elderly, of the people who have great stress.
你看，我们说身体用久了，机能用久了以后就要会损坏，然后会要维修，这是很自然。我说年纪到了中年以后，老年很多机能损坏，会有一些问题，那是觉得理所当然。
Of course, it is natural to say that our body has wear and tear, and by age, some parts of the body might go haywire.
但是现在很多忧郁症的情形，那个人的内心哦，会这样子失去光彩啊，连小孩子，连那个青少年都很多越来越普遍了。
However, today depression is prevalent in even young children and teenagers.
那所以其实这个不完全是来自于身体上，不是因为身体真的哪一个地方出问题，不是身体先出问题，人才有这种表现的。
Therefore, the cause is not of the because of the physical body that causes these depression symptoms.
其实真正的原因应该是从人的心理开始的。
And the true cause is from a man's heart.
人的心理会影响我们身体的机能。
A man's heart can affect their bodily functions.
因为我们的思想，我们的脑筋呢，控制所有的一切。
For our thoughts and our brain controls everything.
所以你现在看，我们现在从这两篇诗篇分析到，其实今天如果一个人受到外界的那个讥笑侮辱啊，我们的心理会很难过，会很忧闷。
That is why from these two psalms we can observe that when a person is faced with oppression and ridicule, they might feel very distressed in their hearts.
如果我们发现我们周遭的人都很不友善，然后对我们冷嘲热讽，然后他对我们的那个对我们所遭遇的、啊、落井下石，我们真的会觉得很受伤，我们心里会觉得很不平，很愤怒。
When we find that the people around us, they do not help us when we are in need, when they ridicule us, we might really feel a lot of rage and no peace in our heart.
那我们今天我们有神的人，我们一定会跟神祷告求，说神啊，你一定要照顾我，你求你听我祷告。
However, if we are a man of God, we will pray to God, saying, God, you have to take care of me, you must pray for me.
但是有很多时候我们就发现说，好像神都没有在听我祷告，神好像就闷闷吭声，神啊，你到底在哪里？你有没有？你知不知道我的情况很痛苦？
However, other times we might cry out to God, saying, God, where are you? Do you even know of my troubles?
那其实神都听到了，神我们的神啊，他都知道一切的。
And in actuality, our God knows everything. He hears our prayers.
那在这种情况下，我们就是面对一个抉择了。
And so in this situation, we are faced with a choice.
我们是要继续对神有信心，知道神有一天他一定要为我伸冤，他会引导我走上他的路。
Should we steadfast and hold the faith that God will guide our path one day?
还是我们先下了一个决定，说神已经不存在了，所以我不要再继续信神了。
Or shall we make the conclusion that God doesn't exist and I will not believe in?
然后我们就想用我们自己的方法去报复，然后去解决问题。
And thus we will use our own methods to try to take revenge and to solve the problem.
其实我们今天发现用自己的方法都不管用了。
Today we will find out that when we use our own methods, they are not useful.
面对这种环境。不友善的环境，用自己的方式越处理越糟糕。
That in the midst of such a distressful situation, the more we try to take things for ourselves, the worse it'll get.
但是如果回转用这个诗篇作者他所提供的方法，我们会发现有一条路可以出来。
However, if we look back into the perspective of the author, we will find that there is a way.
他的方式就是仰望神，赞美神。
And this way is to hope in God and is to praise Him.
所以解决忧闷忧郁的良方就是仰望神，赞美神。
Therefore, the best remedy for distress and for depression is to hope in God and to praise God.
相信神会带领我们走出这个心理的低潮。
To believe that God will lead us out of this low point in our hearts.
其实我们怎么仰望神？我们用祷告来仰望神的。
And how do we hope in God? We hope in God through prayer.
我们要在神面前倾心吐意。
That
在神面前倾心吐意。
That we shall pour out our hearts before God.
我们现在看诗篇六十二篇。
Let's turn to Psalm 62.
诗篇六十二篇。
Psalm 62.
这是有人觉得说啊，这个老生常谈。
Many people think that this is a psalm often referred to.
但其实这个是最有效的方法。
However, this is the best remedy.
六十二篇的第八节。
Psalm 62, verse 8.
你们众民当时时倚靠他，在他面前倾心吐意。神是我们的避难所。
62, verse 8. Trust in him at all times, you people. Pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for us.
神，他是我们的避难所。他说。他是我们的拯救，我们要依靠他，在他面前倾心吐意，把我们的心思意念都跟他讲吧。
Here it says that God is our refuge, He is our salvation, and that before Him we should pour our hearts to tell Him everything.
对一个不信神的人来说，他们面对这种忧闷的情形，他们只能去找其他人的帮助。
And to a person who does not believe in God, they can only find another way.
但是这个是人的帮助，最后都会发现其实没有效果。
However, all these things are just help from other people, and they are useless.
你说，其实今天 每一个人能够帮助别人的都很有限呢。
And today we can see that the degree to which we can help another person is limited.
我们听到很多的那个 case， 就是那个心理医生听那个病人讲到最后呢，那个心理医生自己都去自杀了。
And we hear many cases that when a patient goes see a psychologist, in the end, the psychologist commits suicide.
欸，真的，那个这个负面的话，那个很让你丧志的话，听久了以后，你真的会觉得人生没有希望。
And it is true that so many negative words can cause a person to have no hope in life.
那所以其实从人找不到解决的。
That is why we say that there is no solution in man.
要在神面前倾心吐意。
That we must pour out our hearts before him,
把所有的话跟神说,
to tell everything to God.
我们的神是听人祷告的神。
That our God is one who heeds our prayers.
看六十五篇。
Let's look at
六十五篇第二节。
Psalm 65 verse 2.
六十五篇第二节说，听祷告的主啊，凡有血气的都要来救你。
65 verse 2. O you who hear prayer, to you all flesh will come.
第三节说，罪孽胜了我，至于我们的过犯，你都要赦免。
Verse 3, iniquities prevail against me, for as our transgressions, you will provide atonement for them.
今天一个人他如果在忧闷当中，他有一个危机的。
Here, today, when a person is in distress, they are in a crisis.
这个危机就是，他会在当一个人对神失落信心的时候，这个人很容易在话语上得罪神。
That when a person loses faith in God, they will often sin against God through their words.
也就是说，这个时候人就会发怨言了。
That is to say, at this time, this person will start to complain.
然后，当我们在发怨言的时候，其实这是我们的嘴巴在犯罪了。
And when we complain, it is our mouths that are sinning.
所以他说，其实哦，我们有的时很多时候是罪孽胜了我们。
That is why it says iniquities prevail against me.
但其实我们的神他是会赦免过犯的。
However, our God will provide atonement.
今天如果我们了解神都在听我们的祷告，我们所有的一切神都看得一清二楚啊。
Today, if we understand that God hears our prayers, we can understand that He sees everything.
那圣经说，其实万事互相效力，叫爱神得益处。
The Bible tells us that all things work to those who love God.
神对我们所存的意念是赐平安的意念。
That God's will for us is a will of hope.
所以神在我们每个人身上所让它发生的事情，绝对是为我们好的。
That is why everything that happens to a person who believes in God is good for them.
我们相信神是存在的，神是活着的。
We believe that God is true. God is alive. God exists.
那现在我把我的问题跟神讲了，为什么神他都闷不吭声，他不讲话，
however,
不回应我呢
？However, when I talk, tell God my problems, why does He not respond to me?
其实表示神有他的时候。
It just shows that God has His time.
神有他的方法。
God has His way.
不见得是按照我的方法。
That it may not be your way.
所以我们如果跟神讲了以后，我们跟神讲了，我们就放心了。
And so, after we tell God, we should have peace.
那我们现在是要反过来想，那我这个时候就是神要考验我的时候。
And in another perspective, we should think that now is a time where God wants to test me.
用这段时间，神要让我变得更完全。
God wants to allow me to become more perfect, more complete.
那神要怎么让我完全？完全在哪里表现？
And how will God show His perfection in me?
就是神要让我真的去反省我自己，让我的罪在神面前可以真的。能够反映出来，然后求神赦免。
That God actually wants me to reflect and to show that my sin, to put my sin before Him and receive His atonement.
我们今天其实我们在生活当中难免都会犯过失的。
And in our lives, it is hard for us not to commit any wrongdoings.
我们多多少少都会有过失。我们不管是我们的话语、我们的行为，有时候甚至我们的想法，在神面前都会有欠欠。
That today, more or less, we will often be imperfect before God, whether or not through our words, through our actions, or through our thoughts.
但问题是，我们对我们所犯的这些错误，我们在神面前的不完全，我们有没有警觉？
However, the main point is that do we tell God of our the things that we lack?
如果我们注重罪孽，就是我们不 care， 就是说啊，这个东西没有关系，我不管它。
If we do not care for our sins,
那这样子其实这个就是神在考验我们的时候。
And that means this point is where God is testing us.
那神在等候我们要改变。
That God is waiting for us to change.
看六十六篇。
Let's look at Psalm 66.
诗篇六十六篇。
Psalm 66.
看第十六节。
Verse 16.
凡敬畏神的人，你们都来听，我要述说他为我所行的事。
Verse 16, come and hear all you who fear God, and I will declare what he has done for my soul.
17节说，我曾用口求告他，我的舌头也要称他为高。
17 says, I cried to him with my mouth, and he was extolled with my tongue.
18节，我若心里注重罪孽，主必不听。
18, if I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear.
19节，但神实在听见了，他侧耳听了我祷告的声音。
19, but certainly God has heard me. He has attended to my the voice of my prayer.
20节，神是应当称颂的，他并没有推却我的祷告，也没有叫他的慈爱离开我。
Verse 20, blessed be God who has not turned away from my prayer nor his mercy from me.
这里这个诗篇的作者告诉我们说，今天如果我们心里面如果真的把罪除掉，神真的在听我们祷告，神他真的在看顾我们的每一个动作的。
Here the author tells us that if we truly cast away our iniquities, God really listens to us and looks after us.
我们用口求告神，我们在神面前倾心吐意。如果我们先解决我们罪的问题，在神面前能够追求完全。
That first of all, we should resolve the problem of our sins, then we can present ourselves before our God, pour out our hearts before Him, and we will be complete in Him.
神他实在是听我们祷告的。
That God truly hears our prayers.
如果我们不是那种注重罪孽的人，
If we do not care for our iniquities,
我们会在神面前有一个追求，我们会有一个相对的做法，就是我们要让我们自己接近神的圣洁。
Then we will be able to pursue God and pursue His purity.
所以今天其实你看，一个人如果在受苦哦，我们宁可选择受苦，在暂时在苦难当中，而不是选择放纵我们的口舌，然后让我们犯罪。
Today we would rather choose to be in a time of calamity than to sin with our mouths.
我们来看一节经节，看约伯记三十六章。
Let's turn to Job chapter 36.
约伯记三十六章。
Job chapter 36.
二十一节。
Verse 21.
二十一节说，你要谨慎，不可以看重罪孽，因你选择罪孽，过于选择苦难。
Verse 21 says, "Take heed, do not turn to iniquity, for you have chosen this rather than affliction."
这是这个以利户啊，他对约伯所劝勉的了。
Here are some words Elihu said to Job.
啊，他叫约伯谨慎，他说不可以看重罪孽，因为你选择了罪孽，过于选择苦难，表示说选罪孽跟选择这两个做比较的时候，人常常会选择 罪孽、哦、而不会是选择苦难。
And this verse is trying to make a comparison between iniquity and affliction. And when a man chooses between the two, they will often choose iniquity.
那表示说，人总是会看着苦难觉得很严重，但是会觉得把这个罪孽看得很轻，觉得这个没有什么。
And many times a person might find affliction to be very severe and iniquity to be of nothing.
但是当我们选择罪孽的时候呢，其实我们会发现我们的情况会越来越糟糕，我们其实落在更大的苦难里面。
However, when we choose iniquity, we will find that the situation worsens and we will find ourselves in more affliction.
所以你看这个，其实神他让我们遇到一些困难的环境啊，他就是在操练我们本身，我们怎么样去处理我们这个情绪，我们是要选择哪一项呢？是要选择亲近神，然后只有这个苦难让我们本身可以得到更完全呢，还是我们选择顺着我们自己的情绪，然后用我们的话语去得罪神？
Therefore, when we are faced with distressful situations, God is trying to present this choice that are we going to choose this affliction and rely on God, or are we going to choose this iniquity?
那你看诗篇，作者他告诉我们说，其实我应当要仰望神，我要赞美神。神的笑脸会来帮助我。
And the author of the psalm continues to remind us that we should look like
神的笑脸帮助我。
That God's countenance will and God's countenance will be with us and He will help us.
神他永远是我的神。
That God will always be our God.
我要赞美他。
And we will praise Him.
其实我们今天人在神面前可以很放心的。我们今天如果愿意祈求神的赦免，神会赦免我们的过犯的。
And today, when we are before God, we should have peace, and that if we forgive other people, God will forgive our own iniquities.
真的，今天神如果追究罪孽，没有一个人可以站立得住的了。
Truly, if God really does not forget our sins, no one can stand before
Him. 我们如果不注重罪孽，我们会把这个罪看得很严重，祈求神来帮助我们克服。
And if we do not care for these sins, as in we find that these sins are very severe, we will ask God to help us win over the sin.
神有赦免之恩, 神赦免我们是要让我们能够更敬畏他。
That God has the mercy of atonement, and that is for us to draw closer to him.
我们现在看一节新节, 看130篇。
Let's look at Psalms 130.
诗篇130篇, 我们看第三节。
Psalms 130,
第二节,
verse...
第二节。
Psalm 130, verse 2.
第二节说, 主啊, 求你听我的声音, 愿你侧耳听我恳求的声音。
Verse 2, Lord, hear my voice. Let your ears be attentive to the voice of my supplications.
三节, 主啊, 你若察究罪孽, 谁能站得住呢?
3, if you, Lord, should mark iniquities, O Lord, who could stand?
第四, 但在你有赦免之恩, 要叫人敬畏你。
Verse 4, but there is forgiveness with you, that you may be feared.
第五节, 我要等候神, 我的心等候。
5. I wait for the Lord, my soul waits, and in his words I do hope.
这里就看, 让我们看到说, 你看,
here really shows us that God is filled with love.
神有赦免之恩,
that God has his forgiveness to look over our sins.
我们借着省察自己, 然后来, 第什么, 就是来, 要求我们自己, 功课己身哦, 让我们可以在神面前哦, 更敬畏神哦。
Today we should often reflect upon ourselves so that we can fear the Lord.
所以你看今天如果我们有这个忧闷的情绪, 怎么办?
Thus today when we are faced with distressful emotions, what should we do?
我们敞开我们的心, 跟神祷告。
That we should open our hearts and pray to God.
其实有时候我们, 我们越不想祷告, 其实那个就是我们更需要祷告的时候。
Oftentimes, the more we do not want to pray, the more we need to pray.
那我们祷告的时候，如果能够真的祈求神赦免我们的过犯，
and that in our prayers, if we ask God to forgive us of our sins,
我们一定会得到不一样的结果。
Then surely we will have a different result.
然后在这个诗篇的作者里面， 他在这么多诗篇， 他描述了很多很多人的心情。
And the author of these psalms has described the emotions of many different people.
你看他42篇里面， 他说他回想哦， 他说回想， 我当时候跟百姓一起在守节期， 然后在神的殿里面服侍的时候， 那是多么喜乐的事情啊。
For example, in Psalms 42, he remembers the times when he served God in his temple and that how joyful it was.
他一直想要能够亲近神， 求神能够带领他回到神的教会来。
That he yearns for God to bring him back into his church.
那这个就是， 其实有时候我们要解决我们这个内心的忧闷呢， 就是要去数算神给我们的恩典。
And oftentimes, when we are trying to get rid of the distress in our hearts, we should remember the blessings of God.
神其实是充满恩典的神哦。
That God is one that gives grace.
你看，我们今天都是属神的人， 我们是有福的了。
All of us are people of God that we have this blessing.
我们看65篇， 诗篇65篇。
Let's turn to Psalm 65.
65篇的第四节。
Psalm 65, verse 4.
六十篇第四节说，你所拣选使他亲近你，住在你院中的，这人并为有福。我们必因你居所，你圣殿的美福知足了。
Psalm 65 verse 4, blessed is the man you choose and cause to approach you, that he may dwell in your courts. We shall be satisfied with the goodness of your house, of your holy temple.
我们今天是被神拣选的。
Today we are chosen by God.
我们可以到神的院中， 在神的殿里面来亲, 亲近神的人。
We are allowed to dwell in his courts to draw closer in his house.
我们会因着神的居所， 神的圣殿的美福知足， 我们真的在神面前得到真实的满足。
That we shall be satisfied with the goodness of his court, of his house.
哦, 所以你看今天其实我们本身是蒙福的人。
And we can see here that today we are all chosen by God.
神赐给我们太多太多的恩典。
And he gives us so many blessings.
有时候我们要一个一个去算他。
And oftentimes we need to count these
blessings. 我们越去回想神给我们的恩典呢, 我们的心就越喜乐。
That the more we recollect these blessings, the more joy we will have.
我们就发现说神真的是看顾了, 因为我们从我们的经验里面发现, 神这个时候他沉默不语, 不表示神他没有听见, 他听见, 他一定会为我们做什么事的。
And from these recollections, we will remember that even though it may seem that God does not hear our prayers, he actually has heard them, and that he has his own time.
有时候我们在忧闷当中, 要走出去外面看看这个世界的。
But oftentimes in distress, we walk outside to see the world.
这是为什么我们今天其实我们人有时候心里面烦躁啊， 你要走到大自然里面去看看神的作为， 你会心里面得到真的看到神的这个美丽的创造， 心里会得到疏解， 会发现说， 哎呀， 神是应当称颂的。
That's why oftentimes when we are frustrated with our heart, we should go out to nature to see God's creation, and we will think that God indeed deserves the praise.
65篇的第9节。
Psalm 65 verse 9.
你坚固地降下透雨，使大地得到肥美，你的神的河满了水。你这样浇灌地，好为人预备五谷。
Verse 9, you visit the earth and water it. You greatly enrich it. The river of God is full of water. You provide their grain for use, for so you have prepared it.
第十节说，你浇透地的犁沟，任凭犁脊，降甘霖，使地软和，其中发长的都蒙你赐福。
10. You water its ridges abundantly. You settle its furrows. You make it soft with showers. You bless its growth.
11节说，你以恩典为连岁的冠冕，你的路径都地下之有。
11. You crown the year with your goodness, and your paths drip with abundance.
其实我们连岁越增长的时候，我们发现我们领受神的恩典越来越多的。
When we find that the more years we have, the more we can understand and experience God's praise, God's blessing.
从我们个人到我们的配偶，到我们的家庭，到我们的亲戚朋友，我们都发现神的恩典真的是丰丰富富。
From ourselves to our spouse, to our family, to our friends, we can see that God's blessing is abundant.
我们在神面前的日子，随着年岁增长，越来越少了。
That before God, our lives, our days, decrease.
但是神所加给我们的恩典却越来越多。
However, the blessing that God gives us actually increases.
所以其实我们在神面前有两个账户了。
And so before God, we have two accounts.
一个账户就是我们的生命年岁，我们的日子。
And on one account is how many days we have left.
我们每一天都从这个账户里面去领取我们的日子了。我们每一天就越来越，我们其实我们账户是固定的，不会增加，只会减少而已。
And that every single day we take some days from this account, and it will continue to decrease.
所以我们日子越来越少了。
And that when our days grow fewer,
那日子越少，我们不要害怕。
We should not fear,
因为我们另外一个账户在神面前，神给我们的恩典的那个账户。
For we have another account, and that is the blessings of God.
当我们从这个日子减少以后，神用恩典给我们换成这个恩典的账号越来越多，我们每天都要存更多的恩典进去。
And that even though the first account, the days are taken away, God gives us His grace, and we will add more grace into this second account.
所以你看，其实神用恩典为年岁的冠冕。
And that is why it says,
第十一节，以恩典为年岁的冠冕。
That is why God says that you crown the year with your goodness.
其实所以我们今天如果去算神给我们的恩典，我们就发现说算不完了。
Today, if we count the blessings of God, we cannot finish counting.
因此，我们现在如果面对一个很忧郁的情绪的时候怎么办？
Thus today when we are faced with a very distressful heart, what should we do?
我们去数算神给的恩典。
We should count the grace and blessings of
God. 走到户外去看看神的创造。
We should walk outdoors to see the creation of God.
今天神按着季节下雨。
That today because of seasons, God allows it to rain.
现在冬天一切好像都是树叶掉光了，然后好像没有什么生气。
That it is winter, it seems that there is no life. All the leaves have fallen.
但是等到春天来的时候，你就看到整个世界完全不一样了。
However, when spring comes, we will see that the world is completely different.
神的作为真的是很奇妙。
That God's doings are very miraculous.
小弟离开美国到阿根廷去的时候，那边正热，100度，90几度，100度。
And when I left the U.S. to go to Argentina, it was very hot. It was 90 to 100 degrees.
所有地方都是绿色的，绿油的一片，然后树木昌盛，然后所有的生机盎然啊！
That everything was green, all the plants were abundant.
然后我们回到一个月之后回到美国这里，这个教会里面的树掉光光了，树叶掉光了。
However, after a month, when I came back to the U.S., I see that all the leaves have fallen off the trees.
真的，神的作为很奇妙。这个只是这个太阳的角度偏了一下，地球稍微偏了一下而已，这个整个季节就不一样了。
That God's work is truly miraculous. That even though it is just a slight varying of degree, two different places can have so different effects.
所以神真的是充满慈爱的。
And truly, God is filled with
love. 照顾每一个地方的人。
He takes care of people everywhere.
所以我们今天如果能够数算神的恩典，去体会神的创造，神的那个大爱啊。
Thus today, if we can count our blessings and experience the abundant love of God,
我们的情绪一定会被改变成欢呼喜乐。
Then our emotions will be changed into one of joy.
你看那个最后诗篇的65篇的第13节那里，他说最后他说，旷野的草场、五谷里面的羊群全部都是欢呼喜乐。
We see that Psalm 65, verse 13, it says, the pastures are clothed with the flocks. The valleys are also covered with grain. They shout for joy. They also sing.
今天如果我们面对任何一个情况，是让我们的心里面会觉得很忧闷的，很烦躁的。
Today, when we are faced with any situation that causes distress in our hearts,
我们一定要要求我们自己要不断的仰望神，祷告神。
We must ask ourselves to continue to seek and pray to God.
然后不断的去算神的恩典，去看神的创造。
And to continually count the blessings of God and to see His creation.
把我们的求主把我们的脚引到他的圣所来。
So that God can bring us to His holy temple.
到神的殿充满喜乐的这个地方，让我们体会神的这个照顾，我们一定会心里得到欢呼喜乐。
That He can bring us to this holy place, this joyful place, so that we can all receive peace and joy.
所以愿主耶稣基督带领我们。
So may the Lord Jesus Christ guide us.
那我们都能够因着主的这个话语的亮光呢，然后常常注意我们自己的情绪。
That through the light of His words, we can all manage our emotions.
能够按着神的真理呢，让我们的心重新得到喜乐。
That through God's truth, we can have joy in our hearts.
我们再来唱诗。
Let's sing hymn.
我们唱470首。
Let's sing hymn 470.